神的宝贝们，早上、下午、晚间，神同在。我们带着一颗感恩与期待的心，一起在跨进了这个新的一年的日历，我们一起进到350计划。那么我们知道，在过去的时候，我们有进行过40天的灵的人生，我们有经历过120计划，那么呢，这一次是350计划，是一个350天的计划。那为了迎合跟接下来5783年会发生的很多事情，我们要先准备，我们先要预备，我们先要来到储存好我们灵里的各样的资源、各样的能量，好叫我们在5783年可以走得得胜再得胜。那么呢，我们在这5783年的350计划呢，我们每一周会跟大家分享我的森林系列，每一周呢，我们会跟大家一起敬拜祷告晚聚会，我们也会定期的跟大家一起灵的人生。那么呢，我们每一天可以各自在各自灵修进行的，就是每一天一小时灵的祷告，每一天3到5章的圣经，那每一天一分钟来洁净你的家。那前面这10天呢，我们是很简单的方式，我们就是会一起来到听这个从创世纪开始哦，听5章。那么呢，过后呢，我们有一小时的灵的祷告。那么呢，在灵的祷告的当额，你就可以洁净你的家。那么呢，我们就先来个10天，先准备5章的圣经，一小时的灵的祷告，还有洁净你的家。我欢迎大家，也祝福大家在这350计划得胜再得胜，加油！我是你的朋友以诺。
当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选，娶来为妻。耶和华说：人既然属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。那时候有伟人在地上。后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，整天所思所想的尽都是邪恶的事，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说：我要把所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我后悔造他们了。只有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了3个儿子，就是闪、韩、雅弗。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见世界败坏了，地上凡有血气的人都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说：凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到了，因为地上充满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一同毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。方舟的造法是这样的：长300肘，宽50肘，高30肘。方舟上边要留透光处，高一肘。方舟的门要开在旁边。方舟要分上、中、下3层。看哪，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下， 凡地上有血肉、有气息的活物，无一幸免。我却要与你立约，你同你的妻子、儿子、儿媳妇儿都要进入方舟。凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。飞鸟各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上的昆虫各从其类，每样两个，要到你那里好保全生命。你要拿各样食物积蓄起来，好做你和他们的食物。挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。耶和华对挪亚说，你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中，我见你在我面前是义人。凡洁净的畜类，你要带七公七母；不洁净的畜类，你要带一公一母。空中的飞鸟也要带七公七母，可以留种，活在全地上。因为再过七天，我要降雨在地上四十昼夜，把我所造的各种活物都从地上除灭。挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的去做。当洪水泛滥在地上的时候，挪亚整600岁。挪亚就同他的妻子、儿子、儿媳妇儿都进入方舟，躲避洪水。洁净的畜类和不洁净的畜类，飞鸟并地上所有的昆虫，都是一对儿一对儿的，有公有母，来到挪亚那里，进入方舟，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。过了那七天，洪水泛滥在地上。当挪亚600岁时，2月17日那天，大渊的泉源都裂开了，天上的窗户也敞开了。40昼夜降大雨在地上。正当那日，挪亚和他三个儿子闪、韩、雅弧，并挪亚的妻子和三个儿媳妇儿都进入方舟。他们和百兽各从其类，一切牲畜各从其类，爬在地上的昆虫各从其类，一切禽鸟各从其类，都进入了方舟。凡有血肉、有气息的活物，都一对儿一对儿的来到挪亚那里，进入方舟。凡有血肉进入方舟的，都是有公有母，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。洪水泛滥在地上40天，水往上涨，把方舟从地上飘起。水势浩大，在地上大大的往上涨，方舟在水面上飘来飘去。水势在地上极其浩大，天下的高山都淹没了。水势比山高过15肘，山岭都淹没了。凡在地上有血肉的动物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽和爬在地上的昆虫，以及所有的人都死了。凡在旱地上鼻孔有气息的生灵都死了。凡地上各类的活物，连人带牲畜、昆虫以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭了。只留下挪亚和那些跟他同在方舟里的。水势浩大，在地上共150天。神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切走兽牲畜。神叫风吹大地，水势渐落，渊源和天上的窗户都闭塞了，天上的大雨也止住了，水从地上渐渐消退。过了150天，水势渐消， 7月17日，方舟停在亚拉腊山上，水又渐渐消退。到10月初1日，山顶都现出来了。过了40天，挪亚开了方舟的窗户，放出一只乌鸦去。那乌鸦飞来飞去，直到地上的水都干了。他又放出一只鸽子去，要看看水从地上退了没有。但遍地都是水，鸽子找不着落脚之地，就回到方舟挪亚那里。挪亚伸手把鸽子接回方舟。他又等了 7天，再把鸽子从方舟放出去。到了晚上，鸽子回到他那里，嘴里叼着一个新拧下来的橄榄叶子，挪亚就知道地上的水退了。他又等了 7天，放出鸽子去，鸽子就不再回来了。到挪亚601岁，正月初1日，地上的水都干了。挪亚撤去方舟的盖儿观看，只见地面上干了。到了2月27日，地就都干了。神对挪亚说：你和你的妻子、儿子、儿媳妇儿都可以出方舟。在你那里，凡有血肉的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜和一切爬在地上的昆虫，都要带出来，叫它在地上多多滋生，大大兴旺。于是，挪亚和他的妻子、儿子、儿媳妇儿都出来了。一切走兽、昆虫、飞鸟和地上所有的动物各从其类，也都出了方舟。挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在台上为燔祭。耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，尽管人从小心里就怀着恶念，我也不再按照我这次所行的灭绝各种活物了。地还存留的时候，夏色、寒暑、冬夏、昼夜就永不停息。神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子，对他们说：你们要生养众多，遍满全地，凡地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟都必惊恐惧怕你们，连地上所有的昆虫并海里所有的鱼都交在你们手中，凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物，这一切我都赐给你们，如同菜蔬一样，唯独肉带着血，那就是他的生命，你们不可吃。流你们血害你们命的，无论是兽是人，我必讨他的罪，就是像个人的弟兄也是如此。凡流人血的，别人也要流他的血，因为神造人是照自己的形象造的。你们要生养众多，在地上繁衍昌盛。神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说：我与你们和你们的后裔立约，并与你们这里所有的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。我和你们立约，凡有血肉的不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁坏大地。神说：我与你们并你们这里的各样活物立永远的约，这约是有记号的。我把虹放在云彩中，就可做我和地立约的记号了。我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中。 我便纪念我跟你们和各样有血肉的活物所立的约，水就再不会泛滥，毁坏一切有血肉的活物了。虹必出现在云彩中，我看见，就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约。神对挪亚说，这就是我与地上一切有血肉之物立约的记号了。从方舟出来的挪亚的儿子是闪、韩和雅弗，韩是迦南的父亲。这是挪亚的三个儿子，他们的后裔分散在全地。挪亚做起农夫来，栽种了一个葡萄园，他喝了园中的酒就醉了，在帐篷里赤裸的身子。迦南的父亲韩看见他父亲赤身露体，就到外边告诉他的两个弟兄。于是闪和雅弗拿件衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去给他父亲盖上。他们背着脸，就看不见父亲赤裸的身体。挪亚醒了酒，知道小儿子向他所做的事，就说：迦南该受咒诅，必给他弟兄做奴仆的奴仆。又说：耶和华闪的神是应当称颂的，愿迦南做闪的奴仆，愿神使雅弗扩张，使他住在闪的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。洪水以后，挪亚又活了350年，挪亚共活了950岁就死了。挪亚的儿子闪、韩、雅弗的后代记在下面。洪水以后，他们都生了儿子。雅弗的儿子是哥灭、马各、马代、雅完、土巴、米舍、提拉。哥灭的儿子是亚什基拿、利法、陀加马。雅完的儿子是以利沙、他施、基提、多丹。这些人的后裔分散居住在各国的土地上、海岛上，各随各的方言、宗族立国。韩的儿子是古实、麦西、弗、迦南。古实的儿子是西巴、哈斐拉、撒弗他、拉玛、撒弗提加。拉玛的儿子是示巴、比旦。古实又生宁禄，宁禄为世上英雄之首，他在耶和华面前是个英勇的猎户，所以俗语说，像宁禄那样在耶和华面前是个英勇的猎户。宁禄开始建国是在巴别、以利、亚甲、贾尼，都处于示拿地。他从那地出来往亚述去，建造了尼尼微、利和伯、加拉各城和尼尼微、加拉中间的利先大城。麦西生路低人、亚拿米人、利哈比人、拿弗土西人、帕斯鲁西人、加斯路西人、加斐托人。非利士人是加斐托人的后裔。迦南生长子西顿，又生赫，还有耶布斯人、亚摩利人、格加撒人、西魏人、亚基人、西尼人、亚瓦底人、喜玛利人、哈马人。后来迦南各族分散了。迦南的境界从西顿经过基拉尔，直到加萨，又经过索多玛、俄摩拉、亚玛、洗扁，一直到拉沙。这就是韩的后裔相关的记载。他们各随自己的宗族方言所居住的土地成为邦国。雅弗的哥哥闪是希伯子孙的祖先，他也生了儿子。闪的儿子是以兰、 亚述、亚法撒、路德、亚兰。亚兰的儿子是乌斯、库勒、基铁、马施。亚法撒生沙拉，沙拉生希伯，希伯生了两个儿子，一个名叫法勒，就是分的意思。因为那时人就分地居住。法勒的兄弟名叫约摊，约摊生亚摩达、沙列、帕萨马菲、耶拉、帕多兰、乌萨、德拉、俄巴路、亚比玛利、士巴、阿斐、哈斐拉、约巴，这些都是约摊的儿子。他们所住的地方是从米沙直到西巴东边的山区。这些就是闪的子孙，各随他们各自的宗族方言所居住的土地成为邦国。这些都是挪亚三个儿子的宗族，各随他们的支派立国。洪水以后，他们在地上分为邦国。
Right now, we ask that you would anoint each one of our eyes and anoint our ears that we might see and hear. I would like you to look for a picture in your mind of you and Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee on a very beautiful, warm summer day. As you walk along the seashore, you can see the hillside of Galilee that's flowing with green grass, which is blowing gently in the breeze. As you look out across the Sea of Galilee, you can see the shimmering surface of the water, and the sun is dancing and reflecting off of it. Way out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, you can see a fisherman in his boat, spending some time alone with his Creator. As you look up, you can see a very beautiful, soft blue sky. Some soft white clouds are drifting lazily by. You can feel a gentle, warm breeze blowing against your back as you walk along with Jesus. You can feel the sun warming you all the way through. As you look over at Jesus, you can see his long flowing white robes and the sandals on his feet. You can feel his love reaching out to you, engulfing you like a cocoon. He is so glad to be with you. The reason he died on Calvary was to restore a love relationship with you. So I'd like you to put a big smile on your face and just say, "Thank you, Lord, for being here." You may find that you put your hand in his hand as you walk along, and if that happens, that's fine. You may even turn into a young child, and if that happens, that's fine too. Let's just tune to flow for a moment. Holy Spirit, take over these scenes and let Jesus come alive and do whatever he wants to do. Just watch. Maybe you'll dance in the field with him, or maybe you'll skip rocks in the water. But just watch for a few moments. Again, as you're there with Jesus, I'd like you to turn and look at him and ask him the question that you've underlined or written down. Say, Lord, what about this? And then just fix your eyes on Jesus and tune to spontaneity. Begin to write down the spontaneous flow of thoughts that bubble up within you. We're not going to test them now. We're going to write in childlike faith for a few minutes and we'll test them later. Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to you for the next few minutes. I'm going to leave you alone with Jesus and then we'll come back together. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we receive and rest in what you have said. I'd like now to speak a blessing over you. I bless your spirit to hear the love of God for you. To receive the love of the Father. I bless your spirit to know that you are a son or daughter of the King of Kings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Music to journal by available at julietrue.com. Spirit, right now we ask that you would anoint each one of our eyes and anoint our ears that we might see and hear. I would like you to look for a picture in your mind of you and Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee on a very beautiful, warm summer day. As you walk along the seashore, you can see the hillside of Galilee that's flowing with green grass, which is blowing gently in the breeze. As you look out across the Sea of Galilee, you can see the shimmering surface of the water, and the sun is dancing and reflecting off of it. Way out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, you can see a fisherman in his boat, spending some time alone with his Creator. As you look up, you can see a very beautiful, soft blue sky. Some soft white clouds are drifting lazily by. You can feel a gentle, warm breeze blowing against your back as you walk along with Jesus. You can feel the sun warming you all the way through. As you look over at Jesus, you can see his long flowing white robes and the sandals on his feet. You can feel his love reaching out to you, engulfing you like a cocoon. He is so glad to be with you. The reason he died on Calvary was to restore a love relationship with you. So I'd like you to put a big smile on your face and just say, "Thank you, Lord, for being here." You may find that you put your hand in his hand as you walk along, and if that happens, that's fine. You may even turn into a young child, and if that happens, that's fine too. Let's just tune to flow for a moment. Holy Spirit, take over these scenes and let Jesus come alive and do whatever he wants to do. Just watch. Maybe you'll dance in the field with him, or maybe you'll skip rocks in the water. But just watch for a few moments. Jesus, I'd like you to turn and look at him and ask him the question that you've underlined or written down. Say, Lord, what about this? And then just fix your eyes on Jesus and tune to spontaneity. Begin to write down the spontaneous flow of thoughts that bubble up within you. We're not going to test them now. We're going to write in childlike faith for a few minutes, and we'll test them later. Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to you for the next few minutes. I'm going to leave you alone with Jesus, and then we'll come back together. Thank you, Jesus. receive and rest in what you have said. I'd like now to speak a blessing over you. I bless your spirit to hear the love of God for you. To receive the love of the Father. I bless your spirit to know that you are a son or daughter of the King of Kings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Music to journal by available at julietrue.com.
我们感谢主，很快的我们就已经进行完了一天五章的圣经，还有一天一小时的方言祷告，还有一天一分钟洁净你的家。我们真的祷告祈求，当我们这样预备的时候，我们的家有一个超自然的环境，有一个天上的环境，有一个属天的环境，在于神的遮盖跟保护，我们家在于神的保护跟保守里面。我们也祷告，当我们不断的用方言祷告的时候，用灵祷告的时候，我们灵命不断的提升再提升。我们省愿天上的超自然成为我们地上的超自然。当我们每天准备来到一起阅读五章的圣经，还有听五章的圣经的时候，我们呢，我们知道我们里面更多的真理的腰带，因此我们可以得胜再得胜。祝福大家今天一整天拥有神的同在，神陪伴着你今天一整天，从早上下午一直到晚上。祝福你，我是你的好朋友以诺。